KCSB News is working to keep you informed about COVID-19 news with support from students and community members who share the same goal. Among them is Sunny Hong, a graduating UCSB senior with a major in statistics and data science, who spearheaded her own COVID-19 mitigation campaign in early August. In an effort to increase the flow of information for Ivy residents, Sunny created two printable flyers that feature a QR code to her website, which includes a live dashboard with active Ivy cases, total confirmed Ivy cases, and total cases in SB County. She picked up basic HTML, CSS, and designing skills in order to make her concept a reality. She was also aided by Alex Rudolph, who assisted her in cleaning up her code and found accompanying graphics to make her website more visually appealing. Sunny joined me for an interview about her campaign and the importance of staying informed about COVID-19. What motivated you to start this project?
A lot of things motivated me, to be honest. I think everyone can relate to this, but feeling suffocated in being in this time where we want normality to come back, and we're either missing the old ways and just waiting for the old ways to come back. And I realized that I could be striving for something new and better. And another factor was when I heard that the government don't have enough funding to market. And I realized that especially in a small community level, it's hard for us to find information easily on website. It takes multiple clicks, which means that it takes effort to look and search for this information. And I realized that not a lot of people have the mindset to look for this information. And because there are a lot of visitors coming in and out, that motivated me that I should I should make a pathway, something that's easier for people to find this information.
How have people responded to your campaign so far? And has it all been positive, or have you received any backlash from those who might disagree with you?
To be honest, I wish I received backlash so I could respond or let them or educate or help them understand, but there weren't any backlashes, surprisingly. And it also made me realize even more how much people just don't care. Yeah. And that's one of the cons of being part of a laid back beach community. And I realized that one of the instances was when I was putting up my flyers and students would be talking about the next party right behind me. So not very straightforward, but a little passive. And one of the positive responses that I got was from a Starbucks worker who I ended up having a conversation, and I pointed out saying that I made that flyer you guys have up there, and she gave me the biggest smile ever, and also just affirming a lot that we need more people doing this work. And one of the support and positive response that I want to highlight is from a lot of UCSB students who've either commented on my Facebook post or who've actively reached out to me saying that they want to help. And one of them is Alex Rudolph, who's been helping me redesign or clean up my website. So he's been a big help.
How do you hope Ivy residents use this information to mitigate the spread of COVID-19? And spread awareness?
I think spreading awareness looks a lot simpler than we think. And I think I'm hoping that my information would encourage and affirm people who have been taking healthy precaution that what they're doing is definitely caring for the community and caring for the people around them, and also encouraging others to wear a mask. And another thing I was thinking was that my information can be used as a peer pressure, used into a good force. And this was a saying that I read on a newspaper, and I thought this is exactly what my goal was. And it looks a lot like, for example, in a room, if there are 10 people in the room, it only takes one person to be wearing a mask for me to realize oh shoot, I need to care. Like, I want to care and take safety precautions. But for others, it takes 9 people. It takes 90% of the people in the room to have that realization. So yeah, I'm just hoping that more people start wearing masks and start affecting their friends, their community.
What are your current goals with the website, and how do you hope to continue expanding outreach moving forward?
My current goal with my website is to keep updating, keep the live data till COVID ends. Mm-hmm. And another way is for me to continue reaching out to media platforms or community centers in Isla Vista. And it's also as simple as outreaching through conversation with the conversation I have with people who live in IV, and just keeping them aware and stay alerted.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I hope what I'm doing could be an encouragement for others. And while I was making the flyer and website, I was thinking, I'm only a grad student, or I just graduated, and this is something so easy with the skills I have and with the little skills that I picked up. And I just hope it encourages others to take action upon that, whether it may look like making masks or whether it may look like posting on Instagram to help their friends be aware. It really is that simple. And yeah, I hope people can start taking action so that we can all start hoping for a better world to come once COVID ends, rather than being stuck at home and just waiting for COVID to end.
Thank you to Sunny Hong for speaking with me about her project and doing her part to mitigate the spread of COVID-19 in Isla Vista. You can find her webpage at covid19islavista.com or linked under KCSB's COVID-19 resources page at kcsb.org/covid-19-resources. With KCSB News, I'm Ashley Rush.